Hola, everybody, and welcome to the Destinations Incentive Travel Podcast. My name is Kip Lambert. I'm brand ambassador for Destinations, your source for all things incentive travel. So grateful to have on the call with me today some really great friends from Fiji. Bula is the greeting in Fiji. It means everything. Fiji is love, it's life, it's everything. And on the phone with me today, I have Ronnie Bole and Chris Green from Rosie Holidays, a cherished partner of Destinations on all the islands of Fiji, a perfect place to do an incentive travel event. So, hey guys, so thank you so much for joining me on the call today, and Bula Vinaka.
Bula.
You're very welcome, Kip. It's great to be here with you today.
So awesome to have you guys on the podcast and the call. So grateful for, you know, my time in Fiji with you guys and being able to do some really fun incentive travel events with our clients. You know, just to set up this time with you guys today, you know, everybody needs to know Fiji is an amazing destination in the South Pacific. So many people, you know, when they think of the South Pacific, they're thinking of, they start with Hawaii and then they go down to the islands of Tahiti. They even get down maybe into New Zealand and make their way to Australia. But Fiji needs to be kind of moved up to the top of this list. It is an emerging incentive travel destination. People are discovering it more and more. It's the perfect time to go. And we love working with our friends at Rosie Holidays. So guys, let's get into a little bit about you. First off, Ronnie, our friend that's with us is straight from Fiji, born and raised. Ronnie, first things first, let's talk about you. What's your history in the industry? How long have you been working in tourism? And how did you get started, and how did you end up where you are?
Okay, good morning. Bula from Fiji. Thank you so much, Kip, for giving us a great opportunity to share what we have and the cultures and our tradition and our island and our people, to be part of you back home. It is a great honor to be part of you this wonderful, wonderful moment. I've been in the tourism industry for nearly about 20 years now, and started it straight from school, straight into tourism. So I can say it's a blessing, because the Fijians are known as the most very hospitable people. I know there's a lot of hospitable people and cultures in the world, but we are very blessed to be one of it too. And that starts from a very basic love and the passions of people that involves in the culture of my people. And it starts from home. That's one thing we do as soon as we wake up in the morning. It begins with Bula, which is life to you, life to me. Everything is okay. And then flows happiness and everything to be great. So it actually starts from home. And then if you keep it well, you you know, you listen to your elders and mom and dad. It flows in with that culture of London, and then brings you straight to work. And now I'm with Rosie Holidays for above more than 15 years now, and very, 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 very blessed to be part of a company that is Fiji, and very grateful to be given the greatest opportunity to be showcasing the cultures of our people through Rosie Holidays and to Destinations.
Oh, thank you. That's awesome. Well, we'll get more into that Bula spirit, but it, you know, we've loved traveling with you with our groups. You're so endearing. You're so fun to be with, and you do definitely almost from every pore of your body ooze the Fijian spirit of Bula. It is so wonderful. And we'll get into your explanation more of maybe what Bula truly, truly means.
Thank you.
both for you and for people that visit. But Chris, let's talk about you for a second. You're an Aussie transplant. And how long have you been in Fiji? And how did you get your start in the industry? Where did you start? And then how did you end up where you are?
Well, actually, I'm a New Zealander, but I'm not offended by that. No, I get mistaken for an Australian quite often. So that's well, just fine. Yeah.
Well, as well traveled at least as I think I am, I think I should be able to peg a Kiwi accent over an Aussie. So boy, I'm grateful people can't see my face. It's a little bit red right now, but carry on. I'm sorry for misidentifying you.
No, it's absolutely fine. So I guess I got my start in hospitality, I guess more so than tourism, as a chef. So I used that as a platform to travel. So from New Zealand, I spent some time in Japan, in Australia, of course, our neighboring country. I'd actually never been to the Pacific Islands before at all, until I had the opportunity to come to Fiji. And a friend of mine was working over here, and said, look, you know, you want to come to this place. It's just awesome. And it's one of those countries I guess was never on my bucket list, because I just felt it was perhaps a little commercialized in some respects. So, but I was very, very wrong. Very wrong. I got here by day two. I realized that I was somewhere really special. And that all came down to the Fijian people, the warmth. We keep talking about that, the warmth and the friendliness of the people was just overwhelming. It was amazing. So I was convinced this was the place I wanted to be. So I've been here now for 12 years, which hearing me say that is just sounds unbelievable. But well over a decade now. So Fiji's my home. I think this is where I'm going to spend the rest of my days. And a majority of that time has been working with Rosie Holidays and creating some amazing experiences for our visitors. So I feel very privileged to be here and being able to do that.
That's amazing. I think everybody's jealous that somebody could just pick up and then just move to Fiji and just make an awesome career and go at it. It's so fun.
Well,
so,
I have to keep reminding myself how lucky I am to be here. So, yes, I do. As I say, felt quite privileged.
Well, that's great. I have a question. I've a set of questions for both of you. We'll start with Ronnie. Ronnie, the first part of this question, I already know the answer. The question is, what makes you so passionate about Fiji? And part of that is you're Fijian. So tell us a little more about the Bula spirit. What makes you passionate about your island and your country?
Thank you, Kip. The Bula spirit is something that is divine. It's a blessing, and it generally means going that extra. It generally means going that extra. In whatever you do in life, you have to be ready to go to the extra miles in anything you do. To be a Fijian, I'll show you a little story. The Fijians, we never knew that the world existed. We never knew that the world existed until we were discovered in 1643 by Abel Tasman, and then 1774-72 with Captain William James Cook, and then 1789 by Captain William Bligh. We shared this Bula spirit in looking after one another on the 333 islands that we have for thousands and thousands of years. And man and time has tried to define the true meaning of what the Bula spirit is. But to break it down, when we shared this among our cultures and our people for thousands of years, looking after one another, taking care of one another, giving acknowledgement and looking after from providing, from making everybody happy, and to the food and farming, and then going down to fish. And if you get a lot of fish, you don't only think about yourself, or you don't think even about tomorrow. When you get a lot of fish from the ocean, the biggest thing you think about is your neighbors. So if that's all perfect, then we believe that next day that will be more fish to catch. But we'll never think about ourselves. We'll never think about tomorrow. We'll go and fish today and make sure that we have some and more to the neighbors and our community and the rest of the village. So when we discovered that we came to know that the world exists, they are people out there, and we made a rule, a very simple rule. It's not written in any books of law. It's not in a degree of law or in a black and white paper formation. A rule that my forefathers and my ancestors has passed through oral translations, in sharing everything you do.
Well, that's beautiful.
It's a law that it is only mine if I share it. So I bring that from my culture. I bring that bula from home, from mom and dad, my families, my daughter. And it's very basic and simple. And I bring it out to everybody that comes home to visit us. Because at the end of the day, we believe if I share that warmth of people, that feeling of belong, it's not feeling like a stranger or this is my first time to come home. It feels like, gee, I've known this guy for thousands of years. I've known this guy. It's like I went to school with him. The warmness that we have, it's so divine that a lot of people come and ask me about, Ronnie, what is the best way to define this Bula spirit? I always say that something that I believe that when God was joyful, only when he was joyful, then he made the Fijians.
That's very good. So, hey, so you started off by telling me about Bula and you said it's something a little bit extra.
Yes.
What we've seen when we've taken our groups to Fiji with both you and Chris, and Chris, you can jump in too if you'd like, but I've found that little something extra, that little bit of Bula, is all about delighting guests, making them feel like they're at home. But one of the things that I've really loved about being in Fiji is I feel like what Bula also means is anticipating the need before the guest really knows what they need. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think, you know, our Fiji global brand message simply is where happiness finds you. You know, and Fiji is known for its natural beauty and environment. You know, we also offer a variety of quality of experiences. But fundamentally, when you arrive in Fiji, you're not just a visitor. You may arrive as a visitor, but you leave as a family. And that connection visitors have with the Fijian people is transformational. It can be life-changing in many ways, as I've experienced. And that's why once you've discovered Fiji, you'll want to come back. The experience of Fiji and the culture is integrated into, you know, every component of the experience, holiday or the incentive program, and almost whether you like it or not. But it's these experiences that really set Fiji apart from the rest of the world.
Oh, that's perfectly put. I love that. I love. One of the things I love doing is as soon as I see your team when I get off the plane is just shouting the loudest Bula I can in the middle of the airport terminal and just seeing how many people I can wake up, because every single flight that's international seems to get in the early morning at the Nandi airport. It's a wonderful spirit. It's a spirit of service. It's a spirit of caring. And it really is, I think, the most perfect example of it's the most perfect example of hospitality I think that you can find. Let's talk a little bit about some of these events that you guys have put on. And I guess the next thing I would ask before we maybe get into that is, Chris, you know, what's you're passionate about Fiji, obviously. You live there, you live it, you breathe it. You've been, you know, being with Rosie Holidays for this time and as the director of sales for conference and incentives, what makes you passionate about planning events in Fiji? What gets you up every day to be excited about doing what you do?
Well, I think I feel a tremendous responsibility as an expatriate in Fiji to do the very best I can, because there's a lot of people that rely on the work ethic or decisions that I make and my team make for their income and survival here in Fiji. So I want to make sure that our guys are working, performing, and understand how important it is that we look after our customers here and that we do give them incredible experiences so that they are going to want to come back and visit us again. So, you know, along with that, you know, I get a real thrill out of guests, you know, even leaving, departing Fiji with having such an emotional experience and perhaps even singing them the famous Isile song, which is the farewell song. Seeing that emotion and the tears streaming down their face, knowing that, wow, we've really made a connection here and a difference, because, you know, we talk about that pull of spirit, but it is kind of, you know, life-changing. As you touched on before, Kip, you can't explain that to somebody. It's not something that you feel it. It's not, you know, a commodity. It's an emotion. And until you come here and you come to Fiji and experience that, that's when you really get it, and you've got it for life. You take it away with you, which I think is awesome.
And you're and people are going home to tell their friends about their experience, and it,
right,
it's a visceral, emotional thing. And I think in the world of events, especially incentive travel events, where the same people or very similar people are earning a trip every year, they're kind of used to that humdrum. And really now the industry's turning where more and more the push now is to create experiences, but not only create experiences, but take it to an emotional level. Like, how do we involve emotion into it? And I think that's one thing that Fiji really does offer. As you stated, I mean, the last program we did where we left the Westin and the entire team, the hotel's staff seemed to turn up to sing us Isile. And I don't know what it is, Ronnie, but it seems like every Fijian has been taught to sing in perfect harmony.
You've got
your basses, you've got your baritones, you've got everything in between. And it sounds like everybody's been practicing in a choir. And you're right, Chris, like, on our day that we were leaving and that whole staff came out to sing, the music itself was just so powerful. And though, you know, most of that song, you maybe don't really understand all the words, but it is an emotional experience that is built in to where you don't have to do much else, you know, saying goodbye to people on a trip to bring in emotion into that. It's cool.
Yes.
Yeah, and I think, you know, with the programs we do have, you feel that the way through. The moment you step off the aircraft, well, in fact, Fiji Airways will tell you the moment that you step on the aircraft, you're on that journey, and those special cultural touch points are continually through that program, and it almost builds like a crescendo. So, you know, you get to the end, you get the Isile, and it's complete. It's quite special.
It's something special, fam, because we understand that we're so far away from everybody. From home, it has to be more than 10 hours to come in. But the basic the basic wonderful happiness that we have is we take into the platform that there's so many beautiful places out there you could have visited, you could have went to, but you choose to come home. And what should I do to value that? So it's a very, very deep emotion thing about the Fijians, because we never wrote in the past. So the singing, yeah, I hope you really like that, because the singing is the only thing that we had. It was the only thing that showcased happiness to the soul and the spirit, because it's spiritual in terms of it, because we never wrote, we sang, and we use this into songs so that it can collaborate and move you into the future. So I can really say that my culture can never be read. You can never read the Fijian culture, but you can always feel it, because it is in songs, and we have to share it. That's why Chris was saying that even the Isle, most of the time when we sing in Fijians in our dialects, but you don't really get to know the words until if it's explained in English. But the emotion that it comes with it, because it's very deep spiritual, in knowing that there's so many beautiful places you could have went to, what should you do to value when they come home? And simply family, that you're nothing else but family when you come home. You chose me. So family, it's the biggest concept of life that we have for Fijians. And automatically, we will receive you, we welcome you, and we treat you more than our family at home. Because our family we have here, we've been together for thousands of years, but you're the one that come and visit us. So that deep culture comes in, and there is no word can be written, there is no word can describe that, but you have to come home. You have to come home and feel it, because it was meant to be shared.
That's beautiful. So let's get into, guys, let's get into some of the ways that we can elevate and create very experiential, emotional type events for groups, incentive groups in particular, company retreats. You know, Chris, you and I were emailing a little bit and talking about a book called The Power of Moments by the authors Chip and Dan Heath. I love this book because they explain three different ways that we can elevate an event. And it's a simple formula. You can have all three, you can do just one. But when we infuse one, two, or three of these elements, it really brings a next level elevation to the event. So, you know, those kind of three ways are breaking the script, changing it up, making it different for the participant, you know, raising the stakes, which would be, you know, providing an experience that people normally maybe wouldn't do themselves. It's maybe something that could be out of their comfort zone. So, you know, New Zealand is a good example where you can raise the stakes and get people out bungee jumping. So there's that. And then the last one is boosting sensory appeal. So, you know, when I think of Fiji and how it breaks the script, I think about the culture. And specifically what I think about is I think about just the Fijian kava ceremony. We've done this a couple different ways with you guys. We did it as a welcome event at the Marriott Momi Bay, wonderful property. And then we also did it on the Singatoka River Safari. So, you know, explain to me how you guys have used a kava ceremony in an event and how that's helped people gain an appreciation for the culture and how it's maybe elevated their experience.
Thank you, Kim. The kava ceremony, there is, in our culture, there is seven components in a welcoming ritual. And kava is the number one. Because it's the only thing that involves with Mother Earth, which is kava plant. And 7 years to be matured, which takes time for you to be patient and wait, and then served only on a special occasions. In the bygone days, it was only accorded to the noble by blood, heritage, the chiefs. When we became Christianity came into the island, we allow that to be given to everybody that comes home. In a Fijian custom, it is the biggest welcoming to welcome the people to come home and making you part of us from the past, present, and the future. And we highly recommend that when you come home, you have to have this, because it is the only thing that we have that gives everything that makes who we are. From tradition, from culture, people. Kava is the only cultural concept that we have that signifies these three: culture, tradition, and people. And that's what makes who we are. So if you come home and if you're accorded to a kava ceremony, this is the highest welcome. And it's not only welcome in physical, but in a very spiritual, which makes you to be part of us and part of us forever.
The way Ronnie explained that would be exactly how he would stand up in front of a group of 5 people or 500 people and explain the protocols around kava and the significance of it in the Fijian culture. Because it is, as he said, the right thing to do once you arrive into Fiji, which is why we would do a kava ceremony, say, for the first night to welcome everybody. And it's an acceptance. It's like saying, well, you know, we're welcoming you to our village of Fiji, and we're accepting you into our culture. You're now welcome to proceed. It's a little bit like that. I mean, in the culture, I mean, Fijians have retained that culture for centuries, and they still live in a village governed by a chief, the same way they've lived for centuries. Fijian villages live in land owning what they call matagali, which is, how would you translate that? Like a community? A community or extended family, I suppose. And it's under a hereditary chief. So that's a very traditional governance, and it's remained that way again for, well, a millennial. No one really knows how long. So we still have that. People still live in villages this way today. You can go and visit a village and you can have that raw experience with the chief of the village. So it's not scripted. It's not Fiji Disneyland. It's very, very real. And that's what's so special about the experiences that we can offer here, because they all have elements of that amazing culture.
Oh, that's perfect. Well, so the kava ceremony, you would say, is a very traditional thing, and probably something that you want to do with every single group that comes through. So, Chris,
yeah, absolutely.
Separate from that, paint the picture for us. What are some other things that you've done to break the script, to do something different on an event, besides maybe the kava? What's been a wow moment that you've a wow moment or two that you'd like to describe for us that you've been able to create for a group?
Well, I think, you know, Fiji's got a lot of diversity. You know, we're well known for our sandy beaches and beautiful crystal clear waters and palm trees and the like. We also have some amazing jungle waterfalls and rivers. And so it's great to give a group on a one day both of those elements, almost like a jungle to the ocean type event, or where you take them out, say, zip lining up in the jungle, and then half an hour later you're on a boat on your way to a beautiful island. So that's how we like to do it. Nothing is, we tailor everything we do. You know, if you've got a group that wants something absolutely out of this world and you've got an out of this world budget, well, really, you know, we can do anything you like. But like, for example, taking a group out to a Sankey in the middle of the ocean, where we preset some amazing beach cabanas. You arrive on speedboats, champagne on arrival, serenader sitting there strumming the guitar, massages and foot rubs and snorkeling, and then the jet skis come in and
lobster barbecue.
Right, right, and they have a, you know, so we can really, really lay it on for them.
Well, that's perfect. Awesome. Well, that the next step is a raise the stakes. And, you know, I've been thinking about the kava ceremony, and it's so interesting. You know, everybody's sitting down, and the village elders are beginning that whole thing. And you have the men sitting up front and the women sitting in the back. And, you know, there's usually people that say, well, what does kava taste like? You know, everybody should know, you know, for most of us that have never tried it, you don't try the kava for the taste. You try it for the culture and the experience. And it'll,
yep,
for the most part, if it's made well, it's going to make your face go numb. But, you know, there's so many people that will arrive at an experience like that. They'll look at the kava and they won't initially think, I'm not, you know, they'll say to themselves, I'm not going to try that. So you actually can raise the stakes, because I think there's a peer pressure element as that kava bowl is being passed around. People that initially arrive and say, oh, I'm not into that, I'm not going to drink that, they eventually usually get wrapped in and they get caught up in the moment and they taste the kava. And I haven't seen anybody that's come away from it saying, I wish I hadn't have done that. Everybody that tries it gets infused into the culture. So it's awesome. It's good stuff. So as far as other things, raising the stake, other high adventure type activities, I just did an amazing zip line that's not too far away from the Marriott Momi Bay, river rafting and other things. Tell us about some of the high adventure activities that you've done with incentive groups.
I think one of the highlights would be Navua river rafting. You touched on it earlier, Kip, which is like, I guess, the Grand Canyon of the Pacific. It's I did it for the first time last year, which I'm quite ashamed of, actually, having spent so much time in Fiji and not having done it. But that was one of the best experiences I've done anywhere in the world. And we did it with a US group. And every moment in every corner we went around was just breathtaking. And it just didn't stop. It just didn't stop for 6 hours of just stunning, awesome scenery. And of course, our guide was Fijian, and we were passing through, and he was telling the stories about the river and the history of the river and things. So it was just nonstop entertainment. It was just incredible. And I guess it's a long way up there. It was around about a 10-hour day return, and you might think, well, it's a long way for the commute up there and back, but it's worth it once you get there. You invest in that time getting there, but the rewards once you arrive is just, it's just out of this world. And to hear groups say that that's the best experience of their life, you know, is pretty inspiring. I just love.
Yeah, it's inspiring, and it's exactly what you're going for. You want them leaving with that sense of wow. Well, so, you know, before we got started, we were talking a little bit about, you know, how do we boost the sensory appeal, right? The little things. I was really thinking the other day as I was preparing for this call, I was thinking a lot about the experience we had. It was so simple. And remind me, was it, we had a farewell dinner with you guys on our fam trip, and was that at the Sheraton or was that at the Westin? My memory's not serving.
Oh, that was Sheraton.
Right. So beautiful table set up. The place settings were just stunning. The flowers, the presentation, the food, your staff creating that whole ambiance out there. I mean, it was the type of event where you walk in and you just see the way the table's set up, and it just immediately, especially the women and then geeks like me that really love the way, you know, an event space is set up. just were oohing and aahing over all the small touches that were just so beautiful. And that really was an example of how Rosie's took a very, maybe some would say, of course you're going to have a beach dinner, maybe it's your farewell dinner, but you turned it up a notch with the decor, the entertainment. The Sheraton had wonderful food. The food kept coming out with different courses and different things to try. That was an amazing part of it. We had performers that came out, and it was a very well done show where it would come out during each different course. And so for me, I came away from that just blown away. But what I remember most was just sitting there with one of our just favorite clients. He's sitting across from me and he's hearing the waves crash, you know, the night's kind of winding down a little bit. And he looks at me and he says, "Have you heard this music that's being played right now?" And I turn and look, and one of the most talented musicians is just up there playing the guitar, singing. And it was just like the perfect capstone to an amazing event. And that for me was an event that just really boosted the sensory appeal. But before we got on, you were telling me about a special event that had a big delivery of something unique on the beach. You want to tell us a little bit about maybe some of the other events you've been able to create unique and fun sensory boosting elements?
Right. Well, you know, you're talking about the entertainment, and fortunately, Fijians are incredible singers and dancers and musicians here. So we often get asked, well, you know, do we need to bring a band from our country to come to Fiji? Say, well, no, you don't, not at all. Fijian has so much talent here. Why would you want to do that? So I'm glad you said that. And we're fortunate too that we have, I think, nearly 3,000 square meters of warehouse space full of decor and props and stage pieces and linen and you name it. So we are, I guess, event specialists and decor and things specialists in Fiji as well. So that's great. Yeah, so that special event was another US group, and they bought a beautiful restored Buick, a 1950s convertible, in a container with them for a special event on the beach. And it was just a three-hour event. It came all the way from the US in container. They asked us to please park it on the beach for us. Of course, is no easy feat when you're talking with a foot of sand, soft sand. So we had it positioned on the beach when all the guests arrived. And wow, exactly, that's what they got. They recognized the car because the car was very much part of their branding. But to see that car there in the flesh... was pretty special. And of course, the next day it was put back in the container and sent back to the US. So we get some interesting requests, but we can do it. You know, there's nothing we haven't done before. It's fantastic.
Yeah, that's one thing in working with the Rosie's team is, I don't know that you guys know how to say no.
We don't. It's interesting because... a lot of the hotels and around Fiji do rely on us to pull rabbits out of hats. You know, when there's something's a little bit too difficult request-wise from a client, it's like, oh, don't, just call Rosie's, they'll sort it out for you. They'll be able to handle it.
Keep, I think so. We just, we're very blessed to have a team that is from Rosie herself and Tony, her son, and Bridget, his wife, and then down to all of us. We're just being blessed to have a great team that love what we do and the passions and ready to be very creative in putting things together. And I think so one of the most beautiful thing about it also is we never forget the local community that we share the tourism love in it, and this involves from kids in the school to come and sing, villages, cultures, dances to come from the tradition villages, and university students that are going through new contemporary dances and all that. So at the end of the day, it's not only us at Team at Rosie, but we go out to the community out there, to our people and our culture and our traditions, and we involve them. That brings out an amazing, amazing, beautifully outcome, because it involves the whole community. And because we're so blessed with a lot of talents, and this makes us just a beautiful wow factor. At the end of that event, people really feel that it is the whole Fiji is there with you. Not only us, but the younger ones, you know, the teenagers, and even the senior ones. So the whole Fiji comes for you, for your event when you come at home. That just makes it quickly very unique. And to play the tourism, it's the most important industry that we have, that contributes a very large amount of percentage in our GDP. So the whole Fiji is involved, and we're very happy to involve that with the whole community.
Oh, I love it. Well, my friends, we need to kind of wind this down, but what I'd love to do is give you some final words, each of you, and maybe just answer the question. You know, if you were able to speak to someone that was deciding between any other destination and Fiji, what would you say to them to get them to get them to come and experience the island? Or the island, well, excuse me.
I get asked that question a lot, and it might be in a situation where they're comparing destinations. And I would always answer with, well, we're the only country destination in the world that has Fijians. And of all what you've heard today, it is the culture here and the people here, the warmth and the friendliness is, again, something that you just don't get anywhere else.
It's perfect. And Ronnie?
Family, for me, oh, yes. Go on.
Yeah, last words from you. Let's hear it.
Okay, family. For me, it's welcome to a Fijian culture where we don't force anybody to go and do things that you don't want to do. We would love to share what we have. And we know it is beautiful. It was meant to be shared. And if you come home, we understand that you have chosen us than other beautiful places in the world. And as a Fijian, we understand every concept of it, in making sure that you know how that deep volume of respect that we have for you. What should I do to value that? Because you choose to come home. So we apologize that we are far away from home, limited in resources, but we have amazing culture and tradition that we have here, which is untouched, reserved, and preserved, and only made for those who come home. So we believe that we're not made for everybody, but we made for those that are chosen to come home. And into that understanding, what should I do to value your presence? And the bringing that family thing into that platform and welcoming you and understanding who you are, your culture, and working according to what you need, what you want, and giving out that perfect Fijian destinations before you go back home, and to share that for the rest of your life.
Perfectly well said. Well, fellas, I'm just so grateful for the time you spent with me today. I just echo the words about Fiji, and it is a perfect place for an incentive travel event. Now is the time It has every level of hotel that you would need, every single type of experience that you would want. The culture is so strong. It's so beautiful. It's so inviting and warm, and it just has to be experienced. And you just have to experience it with my friends from Rosie Holidays. They take care of guests like nobody else I've ever known. They take that burlesque spirit, that one little thing extra. They anticipate the need. They know how to treat guests. And it's just an amazing experience all around when we work with these two gentlemen and the rest of their team, Tony and the rest of the Rosie's team. So thank you, gentlemen. Bula Vinaka. And can't wait to be with you down in Fiji on a future incentive travel event.
Brilliant, Kip.
Yeah,
thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're looking forward to seeing you back here too.
Okay, friends.